Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Farm Talk, McCare Black Friday 2020. And what do we got here? About 28 days to go till Christmas. That means 35 days to go until, no, 30, one, four or something like that till 2020's over with. Holy mackerel, Doug. This is, we're knocking them off.
That's an eye opener. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, you know, with Thanksgiving being over with, then you just, and maybe part of it is because of the, you know, really the weather. I mean, yeah, we had a shot of wind, and I know other people, everything you've taught me so well that weather is so local. If I've got snow on my driveway and you don't, then it doesn't matter to you, but it matters a whole lot to me. But, you know, my neighborhood had a shot of snow mid part of October.
Mm-hmm.
I think even October itself, like for, if I remember right, had, you know, 7-8 inches of snow overall.
Correct. And November, hardly a flake most locations.
Yeah. So it doesn't feel as much like we should be, you know, knocking on the door. I mean, we've been making ice. I had safe pictures of ice fishing in central North Dakota. They had 3 inches of ice that they had gone out. That went away. And now earlier this week, I started getting pictures from up in Botno of, and I don't know, there's like 3 inches of ice up in Botno, 3 to 5 inches of ice up in the Lake of the Woods area. And I know, you know, the high temperatures tomorrow aren't going to be making ice.
Mm-hmm.
But I also realize that One thing that I've learned is, like, our high temperatures, even though it gets unseasonably warm on Friday and Saturday, on November 27th and 28th, it doesn't last very long.
It's short-lived, and it's only about 2-3 hours in the afternoon, too. It's not like you wake up in the morning and go, oh, man, it's hot and sultry out there.
Yeah, so whatever you make for ice, you're not losing it in 2 or 3 hours. Not optimal conditions for making ice, but, you know, as we move forward into December, you know, it's kind of nice to be making ice without the snow mixing it in. And still getting below freezing, you know, at nighttime. So it's not the best conditions, but as all, it's not the worst that we've had for making ice as well, Mick.
Well, if we don't dare go out there, then let's play the duck, 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 goose, cougar game.
That's one of the great things is, you know, we've always stressed that you take what the weather gives you. And, you know, talking about the outdoors, if you've got a beautiful sunshiny day and you're not going to be able to shoot any ducks, well, then go out and shoot some pheasants. I mean, you just take what the day gives you. If you're not into ice fishing, then we still have plenty of seasons that remain open, like our pheasant season, our grouse season, even our ruffed grouse, our partridge. Those are fall turkey. If you got a fall turkey tag, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Our fall turkey season, that goes until January 3rd. So if you had a fall turkey tag and you didn't get turkey for Thanksgiving, then you can still get out there and fill that tag.
Wow. Now, so somebody did correct you, and it was you.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is one more season out there.
I forgot about the turkey season. We mentioned earlier that archery deer. Now, those are kind of like the upland game seasons. In terms of migratory waterfowl, and you mentioned earlier that you can still see ducks flying. You can still see Canada geese flying around. They're not all migrated on through yet.
Mm-hmm.
What we have in North Dakota is our statewide duck and our white-fronted goose seasons. Those close on December 6th. Then in the central part of the state, what we have is a high plains unit. That opens back up December 12th and goes through January 3rd. Our Canada goose season in the eastern part of North Dakota runs through December 19th. The western zone goes through December 24th. And our Missouri River zone for Canada geese and light geese, that goes through January 1st. What that means is if you're a hardcore duck and goose hunter, you still have opportunities. If you have friends or family that are back for Thanksgiving, that might be coming back for Christmas, unless something drastically changes, and I will say, like on the Missouri River area, even if we end up getting snow and cold into the mid part of December, the Missouri River stays open, and those Canada geese will be sticking around. And we've seen and heard the kind of carryover from deer hunting and from pheasant hunting is, again, yeah, you might have like a college basketball game that's going on. There might be some random sports activities, but there's a lot of Saturdays that don't have Bison football. Mm-hmm. In fact, all but one.
Yes.
And because of that, we see, and you know, our license sales and our statistics, more people saying, well, let's go pheasant hunting, let's go grouse hunting. And you might be saying, let's try to find, we've been grouse and pheasant hunting for 2.5 months now, let's try to find something else to do. Here's one of the other things, I bring this up every once in a while, is that with the gas prices as low as they are, it really, so you reduce the opportunities of maybe some sports activities. Mm-hmm. You have the gas prices that have, you know, dipped $2 below $2 for a lot of people. It makes it really easy to say, you know, I remember that one time back in 97, and we drove out to Garrison, and we went and did some Canada goose hunting, and we had a blast because, similar to southeastern North Dakota in that August season, where you have landowners, after the small grain harvest was wrapped up, they're like, yeah, come out and shoot the Canada geese. Mm-hmm. We want fewer Canada geese. That same kind of mentality takes place in central North Dakota in December and January, where, yeah, there's lots of Canada geese around, and we're done deer hunting, so we're not worried about you scaring the big buck. You know, we might go pheasant hunting someplace else. If you want to lay out in this cornfield and shoot some of the Canada geese coming off Sakakawea, coming off the Missouri River. So you combine the low gas prices with the open season and the availability of Canada geese, and I can see people kind of stopping going, hey, why not?
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, but what else do you have to do?
What, dust off the old 12-gauge.
Man, and that is, you know, going back on the Thanksgiving thing, Mick, is I know there's a lot of people that celebrated Thanksgiving in a way that they never wished they had to, but there's also some of those that had on their Thanksgiving that went out on Thanksgiving Thursday afternoon and said, hey, you know what, let's go out and chase a rooster. Let's go walk for a pheasant. There's still ducks over in that big open slough. There's still ducks feeding in that cornfield. We did it when we were kids. We might as well do it now. And that's one of the things on Thanksgiving when it comes to the outdoors, is we really, really want to encourage people, you know, to kind of look for the opportunities that are out there. And, you know, we rattled through all the hunting seasons that remain open. And one thing that closed on Sunday and reopened on Monday was the late season mountain lion hunting, Mick.
How about that? Now, that's been kind of in the news, kind of high profile, a lot of news regarding that season. So what is it? Now, what do you mean it closed on Sunday, reopened on Monday?
We had an early season basically in what's zone one in the Badlands, and hunters took 2 mountain lions in that early season. We had a harvest limit of 8. The way our structure is designed, then in the Badlands region, we opened back up on Monday, and that does go through March 31st. So basically, the eastern three-fourths of North Dakota, outside the Badlands, you don't have zones, you don't have seasons closing. The eastern three-fourths, that season runs through March 31st. And you don't have to have a special mountain lion season tag. So if you're out pheasant hunting, mm-hmm. if you are out coyote hunting, doing some predator hunting, or your archery deer hunting, and you come across a mountain lion in the eastern three-fourths of North Dakota, and you got a fur bearer's license, we don't have a harvest limit in eastern North Dakota, you can legally shoot that mountain lion. The reason why we do things a little bit differently in the Badlands is we do allow, in this late season, we allow hunters to use dogs. And what happens is when they get snow on the ground, those dogs can track and tree those mountain lions and make it a much more effective, because that's where we have what would be considered like a steady resident population of mountain lions. The ones that scatter out across eastern North Dakota, that's not a breeding population.
They're just roamers looking.
A lot of times what they are is they're young males that, quite honestly, if they don't leave the Badlands, they're going to get killed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've got a lot of incentive to pack up and get out of the basement. Yep. And set out and find their own place. So the mountain lion season that reopened on Monday, we had 2 cats taken in the Badlands region, and that Badlands season will run through March 31st, much like the rest of the state, Mick.
And the quota for the current season is
8.
Eight.
We have a quota of of 8 cats, and you do have to, after you take a mountain lion, you do have to report that to Game and Fish, get the biological data and all that good stuff, Mick.
But only 2 of 8 taken in the first season, so,
yeah.
I mean, are we kind of leveled off, you think?
I think to a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of interesting with all the people that are out there pheasant hunting and archery deer hunting. We had 2 cats taken in that early season, Mick.
All righty. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist. Thank you for taking a little time out of your online shopping today and coming in on this black or whatever color Friday it is.
Indeed, Mick, my friend, indeed. Take care, buddy.
Thank you. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Did as well.
Thank you for all the good things you do for the hunters of the Dakotas.
And I always appreciate the opportunity to spread the good word on your airwaves, Mick.
Well, let's do it next Friday then.
Sounds good, bud.
Right here on Farm Talk.